Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want as we launch here in hour number two of the program. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. That's the, again, SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. I know those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their website. Ours is free. freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. And as far as charging people is concerned for websites, that you can contribute to the Free Talk Live website, and we'll talk about the AMP program here in a little while, but unfortunately we aren't able to take local currencies for the AMP program. We just don't have any way of doing that because apparently local currencies are starting to pop up around the country in response to the economic situation that people are feeling. They are seeing that the dollar just ain't what it used to be, and they're looking at alternative options.
But we do take the Liberty dollar, and we take e-gold, right?
We will. I don't think e-gold exists anymore.
Oh, I thought that it did, but they had to roll over for the government.
I don't know what e-gold status is.
So Liberty dollar, yes.
If one of the e-gold folks wants to call in and clear that up.
I think foreigners might. Didn't they only shut it down in the U.S., or I might be mistaken on that? I think there's
know.
A form of e-gold out there, but I'm not sure.
We'll take whatever we can, but the local currencies just aren't going to cut it because they're local and we don't live there. But here's a story from USA Today, which is, I would say, somewhat inspiring. It's kind of good news. A small but a growing number of cash-strapped communities are printing their own money. Borrowing from a Depression-era idea, they're aiming to help consumers make ends meet and support struggling local businesses. The systems generally work like this. Businesses and individuals form a network to print currency. Shoppers buy it at a discount, say 95 cents for a $1 face value, and spend the full value at stores that accept the currency. Workers with dwindling wages are paying for groceries, yoga classes, and fuel with Detroit Cheers, Ithaca Hours in New York. Now, those have been around for a long time. These others, I'm not too sure. Plenty in North Carolina or Berkshire's in Massachusetts. Ed Collum, maybe what's happening is maybe some are being created, but some are coming back.
The Berkshires were around, and the Ithaca Hours have been around, so
right.
Those are ones that must be becoming more popular.
That's what I'm guessing is going on. Ed Collum from the University of Southern Maine, he's a sociologist who studied local currency, says they encourage people to buy locally. Merchants, hurting because customers have cut back on spending, benefit as consumers spend the local cash. Jackie Smith of South Bend, Indiana, is working to launch a local currency, says, we wanted to make new options available. It reinforces the message that having more control of the economy in local hands can help you cushion yourself from the blows of the marketplace. About a dozen communities have local currencies, according to Susan Witt, the founder of Berkshires, in the Berkshires region of Western Massachusetts, and she expects more to begin doing so. Under the Berkshire system, a buyer goes into one of 12 banks and pays $95 for $100 worth of Berkshires, which can be spent in 370 local businesses. Since its start in 2006, the system, the largest of its kind in the country, has circulated $2.3 million worth of Berkshires, which, that's pretty significant. That's pretty good. In Detroit, three business owners are printing $4,500 worth of Detroit Cheers, which they're handing out to customers to spend in one of 12 shops. So that's a little smaller scale there, but it's obviously beneficial to some people, enough to the point where mutually agreeable parties who are mutually agreeing to use this currency are doing so. And they're not asking anybody's permission to do it, as far as the government is concerned. They're just creating their own currency. And it's not illegal necessarily to do these things, though it won't prevent them from targeting you should they decide, the federal government, should they decide they don't like you very much, like they did with the Liberty dollar. And we're going to be talking more about the Liberty dollar in the coming days. But just wanted to throw this out there as an example of some of the things that people are doing in response to this economic situation. I think it's very positive, and it really shows some possibility, I think, because in the case of the Berkshires, there are banks that are participating in this. Now, I don't know if you can deposit the Berkshires at those banks. That's a question I would like to have answered. But you can purchase them from the banks. And so to have a bank doing business in two different local denominations, or two different denominations, one the U.S. dollar and the other the Berkshire or one of these other things, shows that even though the banks are pretty regulated by the federal government, at least they can step out of those bounds to some extent.
It's likely not Bank of America that's doing it. It's likely local banks.
The shortcoming there is if you can't deposit the Berkshire dollars or whatever local currency you're using, essentially you're just exchanging cash for coupons.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're not really insulating yourself from what happens to the U.S. dollar, because presumably if the dollar loses half its value, so will these local currencies, because you'll still have to buy them in dollars.
Agreed that that's true. It would be it's too tied to the U.S. dollar to really insulate you.
Couldn't they change the rate? Couldn't they adjust the rate at which
they could.
I don't know how.
But at would that be worth it for the banks
It could be about as successful as trying to put the metric system in on the United States. I mean, you know, we're used to one thing, one language, measurement system, and one type of currency. People in the United States don't travel enough to really, you know, in Europe you might be able to pull something like that off. I don't think that would be so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems like if you could have a system where you could invest with whatever local currency, an actual local currency that you can use for something other than just making consumer purchases, which it sounds like basically is what's going on here. The banks will change dollars into whatever local currency you've got, or whoever does the money changing, and then you spend it at these local merchants, and they hand it back to the banks, and, you know, they're essentially, I'm assuming...
It's coupons.
Right, I'm assuming that the merchants are essentially taking the 5% hit there. The rate's written down, and the merchants take it because it stimulates spending. And
it's a 5% discount on their product. I mean, that's all there is to it. If you give a 5% discount in order to get more customers through the door, and it works, excellent.
Right, so it's encouraging people to continue participating in their local economies, which that's a good thing, right? I mean, Ithaca Hours is a little weird because it's backed up by an hour of time. It's a little bit different, I guess, the way that that's set up. I'm not too familiar with exactly how that works, but it's been going on for a long time, so to some extent, there's something to be said for it. A little bit more from the story. During the Depression, local governments, businesses, and individuals issued their own currency known as scrip to keep commerce flowing when bank closings led to a cash shortage. By law, local money may not resemble federal bills or be promoted as legal tender of the United States, according to the bureaucrats that... Oh, here's what the bureaucrat says from the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. We print the real thing, she says. That'll become more laughable. Yeah, that'll become more laughable over time, that statement. The IRS...
Yeah, when it's not the world reserve currency anymore, lady, are you still going to call it the real thing?
Now, listen to this one here. I found it was interesting that they slipped this one in. They checked with somebody from the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, and he says that the IRS gets its share. When someone pays for goods or services with local money, the income to the business is taxable.
That's great.
It's not a way to avoid income taxes, or we'd all be paying in Detroit dollars.
That's correct.
How does that work, Mark? How do you, as somebody who pays federal taxes, how would you deal with something like that? How would you report that information to the IRS?
I had experience with a barter association, and that barter association at the end of the year would report how much, you know, of stuff I bought, essentially.
Yeah, barter is taxable. So if someone gives you, say, something with a market value of $2,000 worth of gold in exchange for some work you do for them, you're still supposed to report that to the IRS as $2,000 worth of income, or whatever it is. They trade you a $5,000 car for...
But if you're getting Berkshires for working for somebody, but how do you tell the IRS, I got these are Berkshires, not dollars.
$0.95.
You don't have them. You return them to the banks that you do business with, and they then change the FRNs for you so you can deposit them in your account. Yeah. So the bank can then report how many Berkshires you made, how much Berkshires are worth, and then...
But the IRS doesn't take your bank account info, and you don't calculate necessarily... I'm a little confused here.
All the Berkshires you got likely would have been income. As a business.
Right, but how do you show the IRS that you're taking Berkshires instead of dollars as far as income is concerned? There's no little Berkshire area.
Because it would be 95% of the dollar value.
So you just have to convert it into dollars for them? Is that basically
what
you do?
That's what it's worth.
Okay. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I found it interesting they threw that in there. Like, hey, people, you can't get away from the IRS with these local currencies.
Do your bartering person to person is the answer there.
Yeah, and don't write it down. Don't report it to anybody. I mean, the last thing you want to do in a down economy is pay out some of your hard-earned wealth to these gangsters in the federal government. More on the way. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Those features include the bulletin board system, strength of female listeners, the dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and even market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So we've been talking generally tonight about, or certainly in the first hour, a lot about how, or just generally about how people are handling these new challenges that they're facing in the economy and from the governments around this country, governments that are laying down more taxes, increased taxes, more regulations, more controls. It's frustrating for people. They want to do something about it. And I think the Free State Project could be a tension release valve, if you will, in a way for people. I mean, if you're getting really, really frustrated with the amount of new taxes and controls the government's placing on your life, then moving to New Hampshire and getting active as part of the Free State Project, if you love liberty, it would be a good solution. It's certainly a better solution than cracking and starting to shoot cops. So maybe a little pressure release valve, freestateproject.org. Also, talking about some things that other people are doing in the face of this economic situation, local currencies are starting to gain popularity again. Some of them had existed before, and some of them are just now coming into their own. Pittsboro, North Carolina, according to USA Today, is reviving the plenty, which is a defunct local currency originally created in 2002. It's being printed in denominations of $1, $5, $20, and $50, and a local bank will exchange $9 for $10 worth of plenty. Lyle Estill, the president of Piedmont Biofuels, which accepts the plenty, says, "We're a wiped-out small town in America. This will strengthen the local economy. The nice thing about the plenty is that it can't leave here." So people are doing whatever they can to make ends meet in this particular situation, and I encourage them to do more of it. I don't know if these local currencies are the best ideas. I think anything that gets away from the U.S. dollar is a step in the right direction. Obviously, seeing a local currency that would be backed by some gold or silver would be an ideal situation.
Well, essentially, that makes it not just a local currency, but an alternative. Because,
right.
I won't say that everyone will take gold or silver, but you'll find a decent chunk of people all over the place who will take gold and silver as payment. I know I certainly will.
Yeah, me too. And I think a lot of people would if they were given the opportunity to accept gold and silver. But the unfortunate part about that is what happened to the Liberty Dollar. And, of course, that's a tragedy. I mean, the folks over at the Liberty Dollar back in 1998, they came out with an alternative currency that is gold and silver backed. And, yes, people have their critiques of it. The Liberty community, they have their critiques, and
the Liberty
some of them
has critiques of everything.
Right, and some of them are, you know, good critiques, no doubt about it. But nobody else has really stepped up.
It's the best thing running.
Right, nobody else has really stepped into the game and given the Liberty Dollar any decent competition. So up until this point, all of the critique is just that. It's just critique. And until you can step forward with your own currency and get into the marketplace and compete, then you really don't have much to say as far as I'm concerned. Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar has been at it for a long time in the alternative currency game, again, since 1998. It was a year and a half ago, or actually November of 2007 now, it seems so long ago, that they were raided by the federal government. The Liberty Dollar Home Office was raided. The feds stole a few million dollars worth of gold, silver, platinum, some copper as well, and they still have that money. There's a lawsuit that's in play. Hopefully it'll be returned someday, but I wouldn't keep my fingers crossed on that. And I know that you've been actually talking with Bernard von Nothaus recently, Mark, and we're looking at getting him back on the show to give us an update on what's going on, because it's been an interesting time since the raid for the Liberty Dollar. They've been having some troubles internally with the business side of things, but at the same time, they've also been having tremendous success, with last month being the biggest month in the history of the Liberty Dollar.
Well, problems, as my uncle used to say, are opportunities to succeed. And it would appear as though the Liberty Dollar has managed to do that in spades. You know, they did have their highest grossing month last month in March.
Which is right after Glenn Beck, I think, featured them on his national television program.
That sure can't hurt, right?
Right. Plus all of the publicity they got from the raid actually ended up probably boosting people's awareness of what the Liberty Dollar is.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Bernard in the future. I'm not sure how soon, but
yeah, I haven't set it up yet exactly, but he's agreed. So.
We'll get him on. He can tell the whole story.
He's great. He's radio gold.
He's a great
awesome
guy. Real character. And so
you remember, what was it when he played Captain Shaky Legs, or what was it? The last
some pirate of some sort.
Yeah, he had. I can't remember, but it was. It was very funny to see him dressed up in a pirate outfit.
And that was at the 2008 Liberty Forum.
One of them.
Yeah. And so Bernard von Nothaus is he's the man as far as alternative currencies are concerned. I mean, there's nobody else out there really that's given the U.S. government a run for its money. These little local currencies are cute and all, but they're fundamentally based on the U.S. dollar, and they can't leave the area. Whereas a local, whereas an alternative currency that is based on gold and silver, like the Liberty Dollar, can go anywhere and it can be used by anybody. And so I hope that we start to see more of that. I think that this local stuff is great, but I think the next step needs to be taken, and somebody needs to get out there and start competing in the alternative currency market. Somebody maybe set up a more decentralized distribution system or storage system to where the federal government is not as much of a threat. Like if they raid one office, then you still have other offices or something like that. Because if you're going to get into the alternative currency game at this point, you need to be getting into it expecting to be raided, as far as I'm concerned. Because the feds do not like the competition, and they are willing to use force and to hurt people and to destroy people's lives in order to stop these alternative currencies.
Well, that's really all they have. I mean, the alternatives, if you're backing them in gold or silver or something of value, they're really far superior to the U.S. dollar when you're actually looking at what kind of a product is provided. So the only thing the government really has going for it is the fact that it can raid people who start up alternative currencies and pass laws saying that you have to take U.S. dollars. And that's a legal tender act. That's really all they have going for them.
The legal tender thing is a real problem. You know, it's really something that people are going to, at some point, hopefully people will make a stand on, like, just stop accepting this. I guess ideally what would happen would be you could introduce an alternative currency, and then stores could start accepting one or the other, and then eventually somebody should take the step of just refusing to do, once they've got enough business in the alternative currency, just refusing to do business in the U.S. dollar, especially if you're in a situation like a hyperinflation situation, saying
that's
sorry.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, sorry, not going to do this anymore.
You know, I believe in alternative currencies. I'm not going to stop stop doing business in FRNs.
So no, as long as you're not bleeding out too much. I mean, we're all bleeding some extent of the value of our Federal Reserve notes. Whenever they print more, the value goes down. So we're all being leached to some extent. But once you get up to the upper levels of inflation, it'll become absolutely untenable to participate in that particular currency.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of uncertain as to when exactly we're going to see consumer prices inflate. I believe it's going to happen and happen significantly, but it could take a couple of years. I mean, just because they print new money doesn't mean it cycles down to the individual level all that fast.
Well, didn't Lou Rockwell point out that there's also deflation going on because of the loans that are being cashed in, basically?
Yes, he was pointing that out, and how banks are just basically stockpiling it and not loaning out the money that's being printed.
So who knows what the balance of all of this is going to end up turning out to be. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we are giving them to you. Because that's the way a good talk show website should be. Enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system, the archives. Archives going back for an entire year. All completely free for you at the front page of freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever you want if you make them, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, Mark, you have a story about a blogger who's been arrested, and I don't know much more than that, but it sounds kind of frightening.
Yep.
So what's happening?
This is from, I've got it on carlosmiller.com. Phoenix police raid home of blogger whose writing is highly critical of them. In what should send a frightening chill down the spine of every blogger, writer, journalist, and First Amendment advocate in the United States, Phoenix police raided the home of a blogger who's been highly critical of the department.
Mm.
Jeff Pataki, who runs Bad Phoenix Cops.
Oh, boy.
I assume that's badphoenixcops.com. It just says Bad Phoenix Cops.
Could just be the name of the blog.
Yeah. Said the officers confiscated 3 computers, routers, modems, hard drives, memory cards, and everything necessary to continue blogging.
Wow.
The 41-year-old software engineer said they confiscated numerous personal files and documents relating to the pending lawsuit he has against the department alleging harassment, which he says makes it obvious the raid was an act of retaliation. So you gotta suit against the mafia. They knock off the witness. You gotta suit against the police department. They come in, they take all your evidence.
My goodness.
Maricopa County Judge.
Maricopa County. Oh, okay. God, that's all you need to hear. Yeah. Right. Maricopa County run by Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, one of the most corrupt scumbag police officers in the country. And I feel safe saying that because I live here in New Hampshire. I feel like I might be out of his reach. But this man is dangerous. This man is insane. This is the guy that set up the tent cities where he's just been putting so many people into jail because of, you know, nonsense charges like drug possession and stuff like that and not letting anybody out. He's just expanding the jail to tents down there in Arizona. He's targeted, been known for targeting his opponents in the past. He has targeted newspaper writers in the past for being critical of him. And that's just the tip of the iceberg with this guy. This dude is bad news. I'm not surprised at all to hear that it's Maricopa County.
Maricopa County Judge Gary Donahoe signed the search warrant that allowed at least 10 cops to raid his home in North Phoenix on March the 12th while handcuffing his female roommate for 3 hours. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being handcuffed for 3 hours in your apartment?
That's awful.
What the hell is that about? I mean, the warrant doesn't... What? It doesn't give
They're
you the
not
right.
looking for somebody with guns, right?
They don't have the right to detain somebody. What?
Apparently they do. Apparently they can do whatever they want. They
the power to do what they want. Yeah. No one will tell them otherwise, that's for sure. Pataki, who was out of town on a business trip during the raid, also believes police were retaliating.
That's the blogger?
That's correct.
Okay.
Great
job, cops, by the way. I mean, what a real wonderful investigation job they did there. They just decided to grab a warrant, sign it, and then go on the raid. They didn't even bother to check and see if the guy was there.
Yeah.
I mean, how rushed can you get?
They also believe that he was out of town on a business trip and believes that the police were retaliating against him for the content of his blog, much of it which comes from inside sources within the department.
Mm.
They broke into my safe and took the backups of my backups. Now, get this. Do you understand why they would want to do this now? Do you understand the motivation?
Because there's a lawsuit, right?
Well, no.
Because they want to find the rat?
That's right. There's informants in the Maricopa County.
And they're pissed.
Right, in the Phoenix Police Department that want to see the department, you know, do the right thing.
Clean up, yeah.
And so they, you know, they give some information to this guy in hopes that, you know, shining the light of day on this corrupt police department will help. And what do? They use the law in a very illegal fashion. They get one of their, you know,
they are the law,
the strawman judges up there. And they go so that they can find these cops and they're going to harass them out of the department. This is the reason.
Wow. That's scary.
Right. So it's not about the blogger. It's about cops trying to do the right thing and getting run out of bad department.
Being absolutely
all the time.
And this is why cops who would like to see the right thing done usually don't do anything because they're scared to death of what might happen to them or their families, their professional career, if they were to stand up against the corruption that is just endemic in police departments.
In many of them, that's for sure.
You let men have power and watch and see how many of those departments will be corrupt. You'll be surprised.
The search warrant lists petty theft and computer tampering with the intent to harass as probable causes.
So blogging is computer tampering with the intent to harass.
Well, whatever it is, is it worthy of a search warrant, petty theft? I mean, when was the last time you saw a search warrant issued for petty theft?
What were they alleging he stole?
It doesn't say. He has yet to see an actual affidavit that lists in detail the probable causes and is skeptical that one even exists.
Mm-hmm.
They say everything
has
been sealed.
Yeah,
the conflict between Pataki and the Phoenix Police Department, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they even get burned on this. They've managed to get the rats out of their system. So what if a few cops get, you know, like one or two cops that put in for this and the judge gets scolded a little bit? I'm sure that they'll give the judge a nice, nice job elsewhere. You know, this is how these things work.
Mm-hmm.
These cops, don't worry, they'll get jobs in the city, and their pensions will be fine.
Oh, they're completely insulated.
So they make a couple of tiny little sacrifices in order to find these rats in the police department. As far as they're concerned, they're rats to me. They're heroes.
Mm-hmm.
To find these heroes in the police department that are ratting them out, and then they can get rid of them, which they will.
Yeah.
And then these other people that, if they have to actually sacrifice something, will be given sweet cushy city jobs elsewhere.
Yep, sounds about right. So they came in, they handcuffed his roommate, they stole his computers, all his backups, cracked into his safe, stole the backups of the backups.
Now they won't tell him anything because everything's been sealed.
Right. So they're saying that, well, we've got all this, it's legit, but you can't see anything.
Yep. That's it.
That's it. That's where it lies right now.
I mean,
has he been arrested?
No. I can tell you backstory on it. I mean, it's got more there, but
so you can go in and raid someplace without even arresting anybody. Huh? You can, I mean, even though presumably they know where he is, they know he came home later, right? I mean, obviously the news, whoever's doing the story, talked to the guy. So you can raid a place but not arrest anybody. Just like out in California where the feds raid the marijuana facilities and they never arrest people. In this case, cops can just come in here to the Free Talk Live studios, take all of our stuff and not arrest anybody. They could do that, right?
Yeah, they're just gathering evidence.
Yeah. Oh, so the charges will come later. Is that the idea?
I guess.
So they steal
computers.
Or they'll
never come.
That's a possibility.
I mean,
right?
They've got the information that they need.
Right.
They can just say, well, we didn't find what we needed. So
they could just copy
the
information. It couldn't take them long, right, to just copy down a hard drive. Right?
And return it to the guy.
If they felt like doing such a thing, then likely they'll harass him some more because they seem to enjoy doing it.
Because they don't like him because he's a threat to them. He's a threat to their legitimacy.
They'll make it as difficult as possible. But what they could do is they could return it, and they've got the information they want now.
Right, so they didn't arrest the blogger.
He's secondary.
They just raided the blogger's home.
He's secondary, and you know, he's a nice little prize to be able to harass him. But really what they want are the rats.
Wow.
Heroes.
1-800-259-9231. Can you match that one? What are the cops doing in your town? It kind of rings a bell for me, at least, because I know that the cops here in Keene, the prosecutor here in Keene, tried to come after me and may still yet try to come after me for blogging. Basically cited my blog as supporting criminal activity or something like that, freekeen.com, and is trying to get me thrown into a jail cell on a violation of a suspended sentence because I blogged about somebody who, Andrew Carroll, who was going to possess marijuana.
Didn't they take him off of the prosecutor's job, though? I had heard some rumblings.
I've heard that.
The city's gone to using a lawyer because I think the city and Keene kind of recognized that he had crossed a bit of a line. It was because the law he was trying to apply really didn't fit, and I don't think that they wanted to have him getting into lawsuit situations.
You think that was what this was about?
I think some people in the city knew that if they knew that liberty activism was going to keep going on in Keene, and that if they continued to prosecute in the style that they were,
which is a cop prosecutor,
right, they were going to get sued or they have charges pressed against them and they could have lost. So
right, because
they don't
sense.
Like getting sued.
Right, that makes sense because usually when the cop prosecutor is prosecuting, he's up against somebody who is not going to fight back, right? He's up against somebody with a marijuana possession or something minor that they're just going to pay and they're going to make it go away. Whereas they realized that the liberty activists were going to start making stands and you're saying that they might not be able to hold up against them.
Yeah, he's not a lawyer.
ID 231, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon
coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. We give them to you, including the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. So, pretty scary story, Mark, that you just shared with us about this blogger in Arizona being not yet arrested, but having his home raided, having his computer equipment confiscated, all because he was critical of the police department and he had some information, possibly had some information on some inside rats within the police department, which I'm normally against the behavior of snitching, but when it comes to snitching on people that are hurting others, I don't really have a problem with that. And in the case of these cops that are essentially outing their coworkers as corrupt scumbags, I am in complete favor of what those folks do, and it's outrageous what kind of behavior we're seeing in response to this. But this is typical, right? The gang is protecting its power. Those who are in those positions of power will do whatever it takes to restrict people to knowing what it is that they're doing and how they're abusing people and how they're abusing power. And it doesn't matter, apparently, to them what even the rules say. It doesn't matter. They'll do whatever they want. And then if you get caught up in it, if it's your house that got raided and your family that was broken apart and your stuff that was stolen, then you just have to figure out how to deal with that. You'll have to grab a lawyer. You'll have to go and bring charges against these people, or you'll have to fight and, you know, spend thousands of dollars to try to retain or to recover your equipment and try to retain your good name against these people, because when the police make a move against somebody, they're automatically painted as the bad guy in many cases. when the police go against you, you'll be made out to look like a bad guy, even if you didn't do anything wrong. And this guy did not do anything wrong by talking about the corruption within the police department.
Right, writing in a blog is not harassment.
But you can expect to see more of this stuff happening as the corruption spreads and more people are able to communicate it. Because today, because of the internet, we can communicate these things more effectively than we could in the past. I know that Bile from blogabile.com has talked about how the police are monitoring his website. They've got a search that runs on Google for their name of their police department. That way they can see whenever somebody is talking about their police department on the internet. Mm. Similarly, we do the same thing with Free Talk Live. If somebody mentions Free Talk Live on one of their blogs, we'll get an alert, say, hey, check this out. These people are talking about you. But in our case, it's just to see who's talking about us. We're not going to go and commit a raid on you because you're talking even negatively about Free Talk Live. But if you're talking negatively about the police on the internet, there's a good chance they're going to find out about it and target you for something. Now, maybe the local cops where you are aren't as brazen to where they're going to come in and raid your residence over your blog posts. But what if you're a business owner who happens to be a blogger at the same time? Maybe all of a sudden, health inspectors will start showing up and finding violations. Maybe all manner of problems will start popping up with bureaucracy.
They issue a BOLO for your license plate
BOLO
number. Be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout.
Just be on the lookout for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have this this level of, be on the lookout for this guy. He needs some checking out now and then.
Sure. Yeah, they've got that stuff. So if you are in a police department, you want to share some of the unsavory activities that you might have experienced going on around you, please dial in. You don't have to give your real name or location. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Otherwise, we'll continue talking about some unintended consequences. And then, Mark, you've got a list of some safety laws that they just don't do what they set out to do.
They just don't work.
But let's talk a little more about unintended consequences, this time in regards to the world of copyright. And this was inevitable. This story was inevitable. In fact, I'd be surprised if it hadn't happened already. It just might be the first time I've heard about it. The story is from TechDirt.com. A whole bunch of people have been submitting the story all weekend about how designer John Engel has been accused of copyright infringement for his own designs. So he made something, and now somebody else is claiming it's theirs and going after him for it.
Copyrights don't work the same way as patents. You and I could both write an original work that is exactly the same.
Yeah.
And that would be okay under copyright law.
Well, it's not stopping this lawsuit from
going
ahead.
What you would have to do is you would have to prove somehow that, at the very least, I had access to stealing your original work.
The site is down at the moment, but basically the story is that a stock art site is claiming it owns the copyright on 65 logos that this guy created for his clients. And the stock art website is demanding he pay $275 for each one, which is actually somewhat
cheap.
It's actually somewhat low considering what they could demand for them. He's not sure how the images ended up on the stock art website, but it looks like someone just took the images of logos from a showcase site, removed the text, and uploaded the icons themselves. He explained this to the company, but instead of an embarrassed apology on their part, he says, when I refused to pay the bill, they decided to hire a law firm specializing in copyright infringement. Their attorney called and offered a settlement of $18,000. Now, how is that any different than the bill? I refused to pay them for the work that I created. That's the epitome of ridiculous. The attorney didn't like my response. He threatened to sue. I say, bring it on, and I have no doubt that I can win in court. So what did the lawyers do? Well, they started going after all of Engel's clients, telling them that their images are infringing upon their copyright. That is, the client's images that he designed for them are infringing upon the copyright that the stock art website is claiming.
They might have really gone out on a limb there. They might have done the one thing that you can get yourself in trouble for as far as libel and slander in this country, because those are very hard charges to prove, but they might have really, really screwed up.
They told his clients that Engel is being investigated for copyright infringement, so essentially smearing this man.
Yep.
Nothing has happened in these cases yet, but they're just talking trash about him to his clients. Says, a new tactic that I discovered this morning is so much harder to fight. They're calling or emailing every one of my clients they can find, saying they're being investigated for copyright infringement, and the logo I designed for them may have been stolen from their client. After discovering my ban from Design Outpost, I began contacting clients to see exactly who they've been in touch with. So far, I've heard back from three. In every case, So far, my client is furious with me. They took the lawyer's warning at face value without bothering to contact me. I understand their reaction to an extent. I'm sure they're worried that they may be sued as well for using stolen artwork, and the best thing they can do is distance themselves from me.
Well, what, understood. What likely the lawyers are representing what sounds like a big company. He's working for himself. What is it? What's his name?
I don't know.
Okay. So he's running Dan Bartlett's
John Ingalls
creative agency. You know, it's John Ingalls running it, and he takes out the garbage and draws the pictures.
Sure.
You know, so you've got what a big company. It looks like a big company and a little guy. It makes a heck of a lot more sense that the little guy would steal from the big company than vice versa. Likely the big company isn't a big company at all, just happened to hire a lawyer. But
yeah.
they are pursuing some really dirty tactics and could be in very, very big trouble. I hope they have deep pockets.
The company, you mean?
Yes.
Hope so, but that doesn't mean that this man's business isn't being destroyed in the meantime.
Thus,
and
the deep pockets.
He says, I feel like this is nothing more than an underhanded campaign meant to demoralize me and destroy my reputation. If you read through their website, you can see they work on contingency. This means they don't get paid if their client doesn't get paid. I also made it very clear there's no way in hell I'll ever pay up. I'll declare bankruptcy and go to work for McDonald's before that happens.
Good man.
Are they thinking they can beat me into submission? Do they think I'll agree to a settlement to make it all go away? Guess again. I have the truth on my side, and I'll never pay a rip-off artist or their extortionist lawyers. Now, even though you might be right, Mark, that this man may come out on top in the long run, that he may have the law on his side, I don't know about all that. I'm not an expert, not an attorney. Can't really say for sure. But even if that's all true, that doesn't mean that this is in any way something that should have happened.
No.
And this is something that has happened because of the litigious society that we live in, because of the existence of copyright law, because of all of the laws that we have that make it so easy to target somebody that you don't like with a lawsuit, whether it's about copyright or whatever it is, to target them with a lawsuit and essentially just pull them out of whatever it was that they were doing and have them refocus their life on defending themselves against your absurd accusations. And this is something that happens a lot to a lot of people, and not everybody comes out on top after it's all said and done. And so these copyright laws and all of these other insane laws that the governments have passed have given these lawyers so much power over people's lives that they can just come in with their demands and call all your clients and destroy your reputation with threats of lawsuits and really just take a crap right all over somebody's life. And it's the government system that empowers them to do it in the first place. That's where the problem lies.
The problem, and that's why the clients are so scared, is because, you know,
they don't want to get
sued. The legal system is, involved.
Right. The problem doesn't lie with this scummy law firm that's going after this guy. That they are a problem, but the ultimate root of the issue is the fact that the government empowers these lawyers to do these things in the first place. Hour 3's coming up. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.